You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are Sally Smith and Robert Sewell, here to talk about the Holiday Pops Choral Concert. Hello.
Hi, Shelley.
Glad to be here.
Hi, glad to have you here. This is always such a fun event, and it's fun to talk about, too. But for those who may not know or who have never checked it out, what is the Holiday Pops Concert all about, and who's a part of it?
The community is a part of it. That's what it. That's what the fun is. This was envisioned several years ago, as an opportunity for people who just like to sing to get together and put on a concert for their friends and neighbors and community. And it's grown over the years. So it's in the spirit of the holiday season. The first half of the concert is all secular music. You know, the fun, familiar songs that people hear during the holiday season. And the second half moves a little more to the sacred music. Mm. But the design is family, fun, and accessible, which means the ticket prices are geared for people to bring their families.
Oh, that's nice. Robert, anything to add to that?
No, Sally has been doing this a number of years. As a matter of fact, initially hooked my wife and then myself into it. And I've loved it. And since then, have gotten into other choirs, to gospel, which comes up this year again, and Byron McGilvery's Midwinter Festival. So I sing as a bass, and Sally does a great job herding us around. And she now has a monumental number of people that are participating.
Really? Is this a record number?
A record number. We'll have 78 on the risers.
Wow. Now, can anyone participate? Is there auditions?
No audition.
Just join.
No fee. It's the only thing of its kind I know of that you don't have to invest in participation.
It sounds great.
Maybe a notebook. Put your music in. That's about it.
And they'll give you that if you need it.
Robert said you've been doing this a number of years. Is it part of your holiday tradition to help put on the concert, be a part of it?
We envisioned this 12 years ago, and this is 12 years. I would say for me, it's in honor of the memory of my two high school music teachers who always did a holiday concert, as does our high school. Mm. But that is the impact of music. It brings a community together. And in their memory, I wanted to continue that tradition of community music.
And what do you love about this kind of seasonal music?
The happiness of it. Some of the music is introspective. And the opportunity for a person to really get inside themselves and share the emotion of the season at whatever level, from laughter to tears to hope as a unit within our community, there with our friends and neighbors and children.
Yeah, I would have to echo, just like with K2, there's definitely a sense of community, people from various walks of life, and I like that.
We have a high school student. We have people that are in their 70s like me. And a lot of people in between. Plus, it's not just a chorus of 78 people. There's a brass quintet.
Yes.
Some of whom play with the Juno Symphony. I think all of them do, as a matter of fact. And then Queens is singing.
They are.
And if you go to the folk festival, you know who Queens are.
Yep.
So that's a wonderful addition this year. And Franz Felkel, who is the concert master for the Juno Symphony, will be doing a violin part with a soprano soloist on one of our more introspective pieces.
And two children are going to...
Three children.
Three
children have little solos.
Well, that sounds like a great program. What else is on the program for this year?
Well, those are the biggies. And the program itself, the first half of it, as I said, is secular. And so it'll be things like Irving Berlin songs. There's a collection that includes White Christmas and Happy Holidays. And then Leslie Wood will be singing a solo part on Baby, Please Come Home. And then Wonderful Christmas Time, which was written by Paul McCartney. Those will be things that people are really familiar with. And then we have a young man singing I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. Why not?
It's very charming.
Right. And then in the second half of the concert, we have familiar Christmas carols that are sung by the chorus, and people can join in and sing along. And then
Or try and stop them.
We don't want to stop them. We want them to get into this. And then Lori Clow will be playing Celtic harp on as accompanist on one of our pieces. Plus, the part that I think we all really enjoy is when the chorus sings with the brass. So mm-hmm. the brass starts a half an hour before the concert begins. And they play wonderful holiday music for people to come in and either sit down and listen to them or have conversations and just enjoy that wonderful feeling of a brass ensemble. Then we open the concert with Sleigh Ride, chorus and brass.
We opened the interview with
Sleigh
Ride.
But we finished that. I know. I sent that suggestion. But then we close the concert with the brass, with Joy to the World.
Oh, it gives me just chills. It's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's fun to sing, isn't it?
Oh,
do you select the program?
I do.
In order of the music and everything?
Yep.
Well, nice choices. And it sounds like it's another one for the books. It's going to be a great show.
That's the plan.
Do either of you have favorite memories of Pop's concerts past?
Oh, there have been several, because sometimes the music is introspective, and I'm an introspective kind of guy, and it gets you thinking. I always get choked up on one song. I don't know, you know, whatever. But I particularly like Joy to the World. And she's right. The brass are really a nice touch. It's colorful. You know, on Facebook, I was telling Sally just a bit ago, there's a distant friend around town who was in a glum mood. And I said, well, you know, sent her a note back, said, you know, Holiday Pops is coming up this week. Buy you a ticket. Buy you two tickets. Come on and just enjoy. So I like that kind of, it's uplifting.
I think so too. Well, we've talked a lot about what the concert's all about. When and where is it? How can we attend?
We have two. We like to make it easier for people. And they have a little different flavor just because of the setting. I find it interesting how a location and a setting will change how an audience reacts. Our first one, Saturday night, the concert is at 7:30, but the brass will start at 7. And it's on the UAS campus in the library. Beautiful setting with those wonderful windows that mm-hmm. look out over the campus. So 7:30 on Saturday night, which is the 14th. And then on Sunday, late afternoon, the brass will start at 3:30 when the doors open at the Jack, and the concert will begin at 4. And that one is a little more, I won't say chaotic, but it's got a different kind of a spirit just because of the experiences people have had at the Jack and the ambiance and the setting versus the experience people have in the university library. Some people come who have never been on campus before, and mm-hmm. that's always wonderful. So we shout out to UAS for letting us use the library and the wonderful setting that's out there, mm-hmm. as well as the Juno Arts and Humanities Council, who are our overarching sponsors.
I love that distinction or differentiation between the university experience and the downtown experience. You should come to both. The tickets are very affordable. They're available at Hearthside Books, the Jack, and online. And I think it's going to be an amazing show Saturday at UAS, 7 o'clock. Concert starts at 7:30, and Sunday at the Jack, 3:30. Concert starts at 4.
And let me quickly throw in, those general admission tickets are only $10, and seniors and students are only $8.
I
will also throw in, the place will pack, so in fact, get your tickets.
Yeah, don't wait for it to sell out. Sally Smith, Robert Sewells, thanks so much for talking to me today. I hope you have a wonderful time this weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.